So we talk about 1 Corinthians. I thought this is in your test, no? Sexual immorality, chapter 6? Lawsuit. The end of chapter 6? Body and? Body. Two things about body. Eat and? Whatever. Yeah? So chapter 7 talk about marriage issue. The principle, number one is, it is better for a man not to touch a woman. But to avoid what? You better have a spouse. Burning passion, sexual immorality. You better have a spouse, right? And we talk about Paul wants you to be like him. Keep single, be single to serve the Lord. But he says that it's better to get married than burning passion. And then you talk about don't get divorced, right? We were there, right? Don't get divorced. Is that right? Are there, right? Okay. Where is it? We are in slides 16, I guess. Is it 16? 15. Okay. So we are over here. You know, the Bible is saying that, of course, when you convert it into a Christianity, you are really touched by the love of Jesus Christ, but your spouse do not agree with you. At this point in time, if he cannot stay with you, the Bible principle is you cannot do too much. Just let him go, right? Because to the point that you cannot retain him, the Bible do not want to leave your marriage because of religion. But if the other party feel like he got to leave because of religion, you cannot do anything about it, right? Chapter 6, verse 15. Chapter 6, verse 15. Jackie, can you read? 6, 15.
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?
7, sorry. 7, 15, sorry. Yeah, if he need to depart, what can you do? So you supposed to be the one who never initiate divorce, but if you are forsaken, that is another story. So never initiate that. Ask your partner to order paper. Understand? So you don't do that. But people want you to sign a paper. What do you do? What do you do according to this verse? Well, we cannot do anything, right? We cannot do anything. So let him go peacefully. But of course, the Bible do not, if it is possible, we shall remain together, right? Verse 16. Verse 16, Aaron, please read. Aaron. You're Aaron or Aaron? Aaron, okay. 16. Huh? 7:16. Continue. So possible, if it is possible, gather together, huh? Keep your original status. So that is the spirit that we shall have in terms of marriage. So try not to have divorce. Did I tell you a story about God do not want people to get divorced? Maybe I do. there was a Jewish couple who liked to get divorced. They want everything half, right? But the trouble is they have 7 kids. So everybody like to have 4 kids, right? So they do not know what to do. So a friend suggested to them, you know, Everybody like to have four, but you have seven. Why don't you just get another one before you divorce, right? Next year, divorce next year, because, you know, have another baby. So you have eight. So everybody get four kids, yeah? So they listen to the friends. The following year, and the friend asks him, hey, you guys divorced yet? I heard that you have baby. He said, no. Why not? Because we have twins. Now we have nine. Everybody want five kids. So we wait for a year. So this story talk about, I want you to have divorce. I keep telling you, before you jump into marriage, make sure you try to get someone that you are willing to love with all your life. What is the purpose of marriage? It's not you want someone to come and take good care of you, to feed you, to love you. You're supposed to be someone that you are willing to give your totality to him. You know, give 100%. You want to open the car door for him. You want to cook for her, right? You want to, if she is, change diaper for her. How many of you dare to do this? Not say your wife is in stroke. How many of you are willing to change diaper for your wife? See, it's supposed to be like that. This is marriage for. You're looking for someone that you want to care for the rest of your life. That is genuine love. That is true love. Really, I mean, I know a story. There was a gentleman whose wife got struck or got sick. He'd rather take off from his job, just spend full time to, because his wife cannot take good care of herself. So he give her his wife a shower, you know, comb her hair, you know. And they spent two wonderful years together before she, you know, leave the world. And that really touched his wife's heart. I think for marriage, you should have this kind of mentality. 不是找一个要怎么样来疼你的，你要找一个你很希望去疼他的, you know. You really are willing to spend your life, you know, just to care and to love. In this, I bet you won't fall into the. Because after marriage, right, there are always something that you don't like will happen, right? Yeah. Everybody feel, not everybody, most of the people feel sorry after they got married, right? Ask your parents, have you ever feel sorry after you got married? Ask your parents. No, maybe, I think I shared this in my sermon once. I think you must have heard me saying this, right? Yeah, feel sorry. We ask people, hey, if you never feel sorry in your marriage, raise your hand, right? And most of the people not raise your hands. They feel sorry. But only one gentleman raised his hand, right? So we ask him, hey, you are such a good husband. Share with us why you don't feel sorry. And his husband stand up and say, I got to say I don't feel sorry because my wife is over here. Right? If I say I'm sorry, when I go home, I will be even more sorry. Yeah, because I would be terrible. And that is the fact of life. Marriage is good, it's always better than one, but you always want to do something that you don't like, that you don't feel comfortable. But that is the true training for you to show the characteristic of Jesus Christ. So don't get divorced. All right, then concerning virgin. Over here, you got to get the structure. Please read chapter 7, verse 25, Catherine.
Verse 25. I have no commandment from the Lord.
I have no command. Commandment or command? No command. Did I spell right? A-N-D. Okay, and then he said many things. This is, first, start with verse 20. Catherine, can you read verse 40?
Verse 40. But if she is, according to my judgment.
according to my judgment. This is C-O-R-D. So you can see that the passage starts with, I have no command from the Lord, and it is judgment. Right? So this passage is not from the Lord, meaning that it is not 恒常的真理, it is not truth that stays there forever. It is his personal opinion according to that he was moved by the Holy Spirit, which verse says that he was moved by Holy Spirit? Verse 40, did he say he was moved by Holy Spirit, yeah? Catherine? What did he say? Louder.
And I think I also have the Spirit of God.
Yes, my translation say, I think I say this because Holy Spirit moved me to say this. Why is that he was talking about 70 AD, when General Titus invaded Jerusalem. At that time, there was a great tribulation fall upon Jewish people. Can you imagine that in World War II or World War I, in those kind of situation, if you have babies, just like Jesus says, right? Jesus says, woe to those who having babies sucking milk. Because you are on the way running. And let's read that. Let's turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Which verse says that? Actually, it did not say over here, but let's read some verses so you can understand what's going on, huh? 24. Matthew 24. Dennis, are you Dennis? Danny, both of you are Danny. Matthew 24, verse 15. 16. Actually, 19, just read 19. 24:19. Yes. When you are running for your life, you mean if you got pregnant or you are baby, then it's in trouble. So sign this day is coming. So in those days, right, because this day is coming, so you better keep your virginity. It's better not to get married. Be single. This is because of the factor of that timing. Let's read chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 27, chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 26. 26. Samuel, can you read? Yes, huh? Because the current stress, 27.
Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife.
Okay, continue.
But even if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I will spare you.
Yes, because if you get married, it's nothing wrong, but your flesh will suffer. Verse 29, verse 30, continue.
Verse 30, those who have weep as though they do not weep, those who rejoice as though they do not rejoice, those who buy as though they do not possess.
Yes, even though verse 29 say, even though it looks like you have wife, but as if you don't have any wife. Oh. So really, this is a very terrible time. So I do not want you to get into that kind of trouble for pregnancy, for baby, and you just serve the Lord. The Bible here says that, especially in 32, those who are single can please Jesus Christ. Those who are married shall please their spouse. So when you get married, not only there's a duty that you kind of please your family member, please your spouse, right? But of course, in this age, it is going to be very difficult with spouse, right? How do you understand verse 26? How do you explain verse 36? I think this talk about engagement. Remember, over here, talk about do not get married, right? Don't yourself a single. So if you deal with your daughter with improperly, meaning that you engage your daughter to someone else. Continue reading. Yes. So if you, I told you, the war is coming, don't marry. But just in case you did it improperly, meaning that you already 把你的女儿许配给人, you engage your daughter to someone else. This is not sin. Just because timing, 随便办理一下. How do you say 随便办理一下 in English? Over here it says 随便办理啊, 随意办理. You can just do it, right? So, 随意办理, what is that in English? Huh? Just marry, it is not sin, yeah? So, that, verse 37, can you read it? 37.
Nevertheless, he who stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity but has power over his own will, and has so determined in his heart that he will keep his virgin as well.
So, you can make determination of yourself. You don't want to marry your daughter. That is also fine, right? Both ways also fine. 38, continue.
So then he who gives her in marriage does well, but he who does not give her in marriage does better.
Yeah, because they got engaged. It's good that they got married. But even though they don't get married, that's fine because of the timing, yeah? I like the term of flower. It says that flower age. Yeah? Is it? Did it say flower age?
Flower youth
is much better term. So you guys, right? You maybe you are grace youth. You are grace? Cao, 不是花. Those are flower youth, yeah? You are grass youth. No matter what, you guys are in your prime age. You are like a flower trying to blossom, right? When is the flower start to fade away? 35 is not flower age anymore. Or maybe for many Oriental, you are still flower age. But the Bible is very interesting. The word you choose is very interesting. Flower age. For you, I'm sorry, you are grass age. You're also like a sun, which is what, 11 o'clock, yeah? Maybe 10 o'clock. You are shining. So this is a very good age. I mean, you should get married before 30. Oh, this is a very personal opinion. But because you might pass your flower age, your grass age. Yes, but I think, see a question first.
Do whatever.
Not let marry. Yeah, because he was trying to say that don't get married because war is coming. But you do it improperly, you already engage your daughter to someone. Improper means that engagement. Because he urged them to keep because of the war. But again, he has no commitment to God. This is according to his own commitment. Don't get married at this time. It's too dangerous, it's too troublesome, it's too cumbersome. But if you do it improperly, meaning that you engage your daughter to someone, just do it. Just get married. 随随便便 get married. 随随便便, how do you say 随随便便? No, not for him. 随随便便 means do it, you don't need to do it with a lot of dowry, a lot of ceremony. Just go to court and register. 随随便便嘛, 随意做, I mean, Yeah, this is not sin. But if he insists that because of timing, you don't want to get married, that's fine too. So this is a message according to that time. It is not constantly applied to everyone. Yes, sir. Yes, you're right. Waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I think so too. Okay, but I have time. This is my timing message for you. This is my personal opinion too. Because every worker might have different opinion in different ways. Yes, sir. Yes, madam. Verse 14, 7:14. Can you read it again? Yes. Do not. If your husband is non-unbeliever, he can be holy in the future due to your personal characteristic that you are a tender woman, that you are able to bring him to the church to get baptized. Therefore, he can become holy. Then the whole family will be in the Lord. So the children is holy, right? So this is not automatic. Like marry a Gentile, then because we are together, so he is holy. It's not like that. You still need to bring that person into the Lord. And you have a holy family. Make sense? I think we flip to 1 Peter chapter 3 concerning you shall use your tender heart to win over the heart of those who unbelieve in spouse. Make sense? So my personal timing message, again, this is, I do not have command from the Lord, but according to my judgment in this generation, number one, you shall strictly abstinent prior to marriage. Keep your virginity prior to your marriage. I think in this proverb generation, sexual immoral generation, I urge you to keep yourself holy before you get married. I think I stress this kind of truth a lot in this classes. Yes.
Oh, also just concerning his prediction that the end of the world was coming. Uh-huh. Does that mean that the Holy Spirit was wrong because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit?
When a person dies, actually, it's the end of the world. Do you know how many people die?
A lot of people die.
Yes. So it's their end of the world.
Right. But so how does not getting married?
He was supposed to tell him that the world was
in. Not he was, but it was to his knowledge.
Yes, yes. Point. Sorry, what is your question?
So he was advising them
not to get married.
Yeah. Because they thought that Jesus' second coming was coming within a matter of.
Yeah, but imagine that many people running for their life. And it's indeed true to run alone is better than running with a baby.
That is true.
Yeah, that's why I don't get married. Because many people die due to that. So that death actually is his prediction, prophesied. Actually, indeed, Holy Spirit, not all the time, but major events, sometimes Holy Spirit moves us to do something differently. Again, this is not all the time, okay? This earthly stuff. For example, I just came back from South Africa, and they have some, for example, the Holy Spirit tried to warn them that some people are going to rob their house. So this is the sense that that week, for some reason, the Holy Spirit keep urging him, pray hard, pray hard. He just feel like something is going to happen. Indeed, 1 week later, some bad guy just follow her to the house. And of course, because that week she was really praying hard, God arranged a brother who once in a while, we'll visit their house. But that brother says, for some reason, that day, he did not run into any red light at all. Just directly drive his car into her house. These two their hands was bounded, and they wanted to force her, because they cannot find any money, those bad guys cannot find any money, they wants to do drastic things to force them to take up, tell them wait. Water into the ear, right? Or use iron, hot iron to iron their back. Those type of stuff. Or even like harm the baby to force them to tell them where did they hide the money. But the two sisters was praying so hard, like naturally the tongue just roar and roar, right? Then the brother come, and these two bad guys, when they were nervous because somebody's coming, yeah? And they also want to force the brother into the bathroom together because they have guns. Now, well, for some reason, when they want to draw out the guns, they what? 枪支走火, how do you say it? For some reason, the bullet just and those big guys, actually, maybe they don't shot their gun with all their life. They just say, it's gun, right? When they come, they were so scared and they run away. So brother and sister got saved. My point is that when bedtime comes, sometimes Holy Spirit will inspire you to do, for example, in this case, pray harder so that Holy Spirit can be with you. The same thing over there. So Paul foretell the end of the world. Actually, it's not really, it's their personal end of the world is coming so that don't get married. It's too terrible. Timely message. But I say that in this generation it's very pervert, very sexual moral. I really urge you to be careful, not to be influenced. To you, I would say, don't join any wild party. Sometimes I hear stories that when sister go to a party and they drink something and they just pass out. They do not even know who take advantage of her. After she wake up, right? And she knew that she lost the most precious things with her body. So sad. So be careful. I mean, there are big guys out there hunting. You got to be very cautious. Join any wild party. For boys, I mean, I urge you not to drink in school. Of course, the Bible did not say not to drink. Bible said don't get drunk. But my personal opinion is that, no, you want to drink. It's good that when you have spouse, when it is very cold, for the healthy reason, you drink at home just for health reason. I'm not against of that. But for your age, when you drink, a lot of time, you don't have self-control. One beer after another, and after three or four, you don't know what you are doing, right? You just do silly, you do not even aware of it. So in this generation, you should try your best to offer your whole body to your future spouse, and that will be very beautiful. It's better to remain single than marry Gentile. This is my opinion. Why? How my mentality is to risk your spiritual life to marry a Gentile person? Because of course there are some successful cases, yeah. Some successful case that you are able to bring your unbelieving spouse into the Lord. But again, I would say 50% failed. Not only they did not bring the other person in, they were dragged out by the other person. So do you truly want to risk your spiritual life for your marriage? This is something I want you to think about or maybe pray about. I mean, it's good that you know you invite someone in the church first, with no intention of at the beginning maybe. And then when that person got baptized, you know that it is the will of God. Now be more safe than you risk your spirituality just for the sake of quote unquote love. Well, that's my personal opinion, and you should think about this, right? Entrust your marriage into the hands of God, be brave. How many of you think that you are okay for matchmaking? Raise your hand. No one. No one at all. Brothers, come on. Only two people. We are all matchmaking. Come on. You know, the church matchmaking do not, it's not that terrible, okay? I mean, we usually, we will, this is what we do, okay? This is what we do. Very simple. We think that you are a godly woman, and he also go to church, you know? And then we think you guys match. So they will say, why don't you talk to each other on the with email? And we will give you email, right? Month you decide, he is my type or he is not my type. If it is not your type, like a personality matching, and in this 8 months you try to understand his or her situation, then if you say, oh no, he's not my type, then you just tell the matchmaker, oh, I'm sorry, I don't think he's the one, because you have been praying for 8 months and you have been talking for 8 months, right? So no hard feeling, no hurt, just like to see the will of God, right? Now after 8 months, we believe that you already have a very best understanding. Then you, if you say yes or no, then it is a starting point of truly get involved with your personal feeling. Oh, I think it's not, and why did they come up this figure of 8 months? 8 months is only for reference. 8 months, because you need to, if you are rejected, you are the one who got rejected. You feel hurt, yeah? You feel insulted. You have been punched with a knife. It's bleeding. It's so hard to take it. So you need 1 year to recover, right? So imagine that one case need to go through 2 years, about 2 years. And if you start to talk about marriage, let's say around 2 years, around 24, until 30, you only have 3 cases, right? And after 30, you pass your flower youth. I'm serious. You gotta think about this. After 30, no more flower. No, yes, flower, but flower is fading away. I'm sorry. That is life. So that's why 8 months is a good indication. And I hope you trust some matchmaker. And I don't go to me now, because I have too many failure cases. So you know, when people got divorced or separated, you feel so 真的难过嘞. My successful rate is below 50%, so don't come to me. But be brave. Trust in the Lord. Yes, Dexter. Yeah, it's bad.
So what if one person has a relationship with someone else and like working with someone else? So is it better to marry a Gentile than marry a Gentile?
No, if you fornicate, no other choices. No, if you fornicate, marry that person. I'm not talking about fornicate right now. This without fornication. If you fornicated, get married. Okay? Get married, it is not to offend the Lord. Okay? After you get married. Yeah? To avoid offending. No, I don't want to mix with these two situations. In normal cases. All right. The last point, I hope that you build a God-centered family instead of kids-centered family. Nowadays, you look at the youth, young, new, or those couple of kids. The kids become the kings. The kids become the Lord. Like both of the spouse time dedicate their whole totality to take care of the kids. The point that you notice that anybody who got kids, they don't, like, the husband give up on a lot of holy work. You know, and both of the parents was sitting in the parish hall, helping that little kid over there. And the kids are very easy to adjust. Kids are something you should carry along with you. It should not influence your personal vacation. You should not influence your worshiping life. Why your kids got to go to sleep at 8 o'clock at night? Then you gotta, if it is so, you gotta keep up on a lot of nighttime services. Nowadays I realize that, no, 孝子. Actually, you know what is 孝子? Nowadays, 孝子. We become, nowadays, a
parents show their piety to the kids. Piety?
How is supposed to be kids show piety to parents. So nowadays, I just want to tell you that your kids are very flexible.
They can sleep at 2 o'clock a.m. They can sleep at 7 o'clock. If they should follow your schedule instead of you follow their schedule. Otherwise,
you cannot do it. It will sacrifice a lot of servitude, personal life. It will even ignore your spouse. So a lot of time after people got married, they ignore their spouse as if care and love is only on the children. And I don't think this is biblical. I don't think this is right. So I always ask brother and sister to examine, do you truly put kids the center of life? Very easy. Look at your family photo. Right? If the family photo, you are always at the center, I bet your parents love you too much. This is my personal observation. Even the family photo, the parents know how to put the kids aside. Hey, my most beloved is my spouse. You are extra. Right? Did I tell you one day we have car accident? I drive in Taiwan. On the road, there was a big ditch beside the road. Then I got lost, so I went to the countryside, and it was dark. I know I missed. I got to make a U-turn, right? So when I make a U-turn, all the car flip in da sui go, ditch.
French?
Huh? Ditch, big ditch, right? So it become this way, flip into the river. And the water is above the window. And because I'm at the window side, right? So I roll down the window, I climb out. And my wife is in the front seat, and my two kids were the back. At that time, I was thinking, man, who should I save first? Yes, who should I save first? Of course, spouse is most important. I pull my wife up. I'm thinking, well, kids, we can continue to get pregnant. Yeah, that's the most important thing in life. Seriously, I'm only telling you. The most important thing is your spouse, not your kids. If you pay attention to your spouse, I told you already, the best gift to your kids is that you love each other. Really? The best gift, remember that, for your kids is that you love your kids. So whenever you pay attention, if there was a kid, yes, you will ignore. And that will not happy family. Can you imagine that? What will happen to your marriage? Yeah. So this is my message. I think I have the moment of the Holy Spirit. Right. The verse says that I think I am in the Spirit. Yeah. I am moved by the Holy Spirit. Think about this. Okay. I only have 3 minutes left. I think I will stop over here, so we have 3 minutes earlier rest. Let's pray in silence.